Welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show, helping women heal from pregnancy loss by encouraging, inspiring, and finding purpose in the pain. I'm your host, Chrissy Addis. First and foremost, if you are watching this or listening to this and you have experienced pregnancy loss, please accept my condolences. I know how you feel. I too have experienced multiple miscarriages. And I pray to be a voice of encouragement, inspiration, and hope for you on your grieving journey. Before we begin, let me tell you a little bit of my story. First time I experienced a miscarriage, I was in my early 20s, not married, living at home with my mom, still in college. I didn't know I was pregnant until I found myself in so much pain in the emergency room. I just remember the doctor coming in and asking if I knew that I was pregnant. And I didn't, but I immediately was overwhelmed with love for this baby. I had a cyst rupture, and so they took me into emergency surgery. I just remember coming out and immediately wanting to know if my baby was okay. I didn't quite understand what was happening to me, but I just knew that I was desperate for this baby to make it through. We went home. I got discharged from the emergency room or from the hospital. I was in there for a few days, and I just remember being at my mom's house, starting to bleed and not quite understanding what was happening. And lo and behold, I had miscarried. It was such a weird, difficult, frustrating, confusing moment in my life that I will never, ever forget. I remember feeling like I had no right to be sad, like I had no right to be angry, because I was this young college girl living with her parents who was not ready to have a baby, but my heart was, and I wanted that baby more than anything. I tried to go on with life, or I guess I did, I just didn't do it very well, but it was what I was supposed to do. I never felt like I had a right to heal or to grieve, and therefore I never got healing. I went through life, went through many, many different hills and valleys, experienced good times, bad times, and just lots of bad decisions. I was a godly woman, but I never truly reached out for help with this miscarriage. I got married in my late 30s and found myself with my husband. We found ourselves pregnant. And so here I am in my mid 30s, finding myself in the same situation, being told I'm having a miscarriage. It wasn't until that season of grief that I realized I had never healed from my very first miscarriage. I had never properly healed from that. I had never gotten freedom from that. And one of the first things that I realized why I never got healing from that was because I carried this enormous amount of shame. I felt so shameful for even getting pregnant at that age, for being so not ready for a baby, yet feeling so devastated. I can't explain it, but I felt shame, and I felt like God was disappointed in me, and for two reasons. He was disappointed in me for one, getting pregnant before I was married, and two, I felt like my body had failed God. I felt like my body had rejected a blessing that he had bestowed upon me. So I carried these two heavy amounts of shame, never getting healing from them. So that was the first thing that I focused on, was getting healing from that. I did everything that I could. I leaned into God, leaned into my husband, confessed to my husband what I was going through, how I was feeling, and why I was feeling it. I was then having to deal with guilt for failing my husband with our miscarriage. And so it was just this enormous amount of different negative emotions. And having all of those in the midst of grief wasn't allowing me to even deal with the grief itself, which is heavy enough as it is, right? And so that is why I got on this mission. My husband and I moved from West Texas to Portland, Oregon, about a little over a year ago. And I wasn't working. My husband, we were working in Vancouver, Washington. We were living in Vancouver, Washington, and he was working in Portland, Oregon. We only had one vehicle, and so I was not working because living in such a big area and him having to already make this big commute. It was just a difficult situation for me to be able to try to work. And so I got a little part-time job working from home and decided to focus more on healing and leaning into God and just spiritually becoming whole again. After I got that healing, I realized that I needed to be a voice for pregnancy loss. I needed to tell you that if you are not married, if you are a teenager, if you are a kid who, a young woman who is single and not married and is experiencing this loss, you have every right to feel grief, and you do not have to feel ashamed. If you are married experiencing this, same goes for you. Grieving is a part of the process with pregnancy loss, and everybody handles grief in different ways. So don't feel like if you're not handling it the way somebody tells you to, or the way somebody else is, that you're in the wrong. You just need to know that God loves you, God sees you, and that your grief is welcome with Him. You see, I think had I been in my 20s and somebody told me that, if I had been given permission to grieve, I think lots of things in my life may have been a little bit different. And that's my goal, is to help you get through this, to help you not have to go through 15 years of brokenness, of 15 years of shame and guilt, buried deep down inside, not knowing how to express it, not knowing what needed to be expressed. Her sole purpose is about that little soul that was inside you that was created immediately. At the very second of conception, a soul was created, a light was born. That was your baby. That was your soul inside of you, your baby soul. That was a soul that had purpose, even though he or she was not ever born or was not in sight of you for very long. It doesn't matter how long, whether it was a couple of weeks or a full 9 months. Her sole purpose is about your baby. It's about that soul that was inside of you and finding purpose in that pain of loss. It's not saying that the purpose is gonna be something, this huge thing. It's just saying that recognize that soul had a purpose. Was that purpose to bring you and your husband closer together? Was that purpose for you to realize you were ready for a baby? Maybe you weren't trying to have a baby. Was that purpose for you to just lean into God more or to love a little bit harder? Was that purpose to remind you of your worth and that God loves you and God sees you? My mission is to help you get through the grief process and to understand that there was a purpose with that little soul that was inside you. That is how her sole purpose for me was birthed. I realized that my little angel that went away with my husband and I, his purpose was to allow me to heal from my past. That little soul gave me permission to grieve my past. And then to start this mission of helping you grieve from your loss. You see, it doesn't matter how long ago it's been. If it's been a couple of months, a couple of years, a couple of decades, if you have not truly gotten the healing that you need from it, then you haven't gotten freedom. And I pray to help you with that. For the next few months, we are going to be diving into so many important topics when it comes to pregnancy loss. We're going to be talking about marriage, about singlehood and pregnancy loss. We're going to be talking about the grieving process and that deals with self-care and health, nutritional aspects. We're going to be talking about just taking care of yourself spiritually and how God plays a role in this. We're going to be discussing you and your heart, and we're going to make sure that your heart is whole again and that you're allowing God to come in and to love on you. So, first things first, you do not have to be ashamed of what you went through. You don't have to be ashamed of feeling any kind of grief. It's healthy to grieve your baby. It's healthy to shed a few tears and to go through that pain as opposed to going around that pain. You don't have to feel ashamed about any of those negative feelings you might be feeling, whether it's because you are single and unmarried, or whether it was you feel like your body failed your husband, because neither of those things are true. What's true is that you are loved, that you are cared for, that God sees you. God sees your pain. He knows your pain because he too lost a child. And that child had a purpose. Jesus died for our sins. That was his purpose. The second he was born, the second he was conceived in Mary, the very second that light started, that soul was created. His purpose was created. So don't ignore your baby's purpose. And that's what we are going to navigate through over the next few weeks, month, however long you will have me. So again, welcome to Her Soul Purpose Show. Feel free to like, comment, share. Share this with somebody that you care about who's experienced pregnancy loss or is going through this. This is all about sharing love and concern and encouragement and hope. You can visit me at my website at www.chrissyaddis.org. Find me on all social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I'm all out there. So feel free to find me and reach out to me. I am a certified life coach. I am specifically a pregnancy loss grief coach, and I am here for you. So feel free to shoot me an email or message. I am here. Thank you for watching. Have a great night.